Hi everyone, so the reading is from Psalm 67, which is page 581 on the Bibles in front of your seats. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all the nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. This is the word of the Lord.
So, who loves to party? I'm sure most of us do. We love a great party. Well, God's chosen people, the Israelites, oh, brilliant, yeah, hands up in the air, exactly, you love to party. Well, God's people, the Israelites, well, they love to party.
They were always getting invites to various parties, and now I say that, I've lost all of my invites to various parties. Well, there was the festival of the first fruits, you got the Passover, the big one. You've got the Festival of Trumpets, Festival of Atonements. It was God that invited the Israelites to all of these parties. And so never think that God was a party pooper.
No, indeed. You see, the Israelites had just an endless amount of parties to go to. And that's because God loves a party. He loves to invite people to praise him, which is great. Great, fantastic news. And God has these parties all for a reason. You see, God wants people to see how amazing he is. And that's one of the most important jobs the Israelites have. This is to let people know how good God is. So as the Israelites, they worship God out loud so that other countries will see how good God is. And so Psalm 76, what we've just heard read out, is a bit like the party music, okay, to their celebrations as they praise God. So here we go with the hand sign again. So as we invite, we praise God with all our might.
And I think there we might have the first part of our invite. Ooh. Come and praise God.
Say this one here.
Here we go. Come and praise God. And we see how great God is from verse 4, which is the high point of the psalm, where all the hands would be in the air, unless you're in our church, firmly down by the sides. It says, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. God rules and guides the whole world, not just Israel. And God is fair and just in everything that he does. Unlike other kings maybe of the day where they thought they could do whatever they wanted just because they were king. And people would see God, maybe from surrounding nations, and see that he is good and just, and they might want to praise him. Do you see what God was called in this psalm? He was just called God. In the original language, though, his name was Elohim, which meant creator. He was the original, all-powerful creator of the whole world, everything in it, and beyond. And what a pretty beautiful, amazing world he's made. So when we're stunned by something beautiful or incredible or amazing that we see, that should make us want to praise God. And as we do, we invite
as we praise God with all our might. I have to say, this must be the next part of our invite. So we have, come and praise God. Why? Well, because God is the amazing creator.
But what is God's rule actually like?
Well, it tells us in that psalm. So in verse 1, it says this. It says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and his face shine upon us. You see, to receive God's blessing or his face to shine upon you is to like receive his massive smile. And that's amazing. And this is what it looks like when you receive God's smile. It talks about the blessing in verse 6. It says that then the land will yield or grow its harvest. Now, understand, this doesn't mean that you get a reward of a good harvest, or let's say a car, if you praise God. No, God blesses them. So that means the others in the world will see how good God is. And verse 2 says this, that God may, that your ways may be made known on earth. You see, every blessing is like an invite. An invite to come and to a watching world to see how good God is and join in with the party. This psalm tells us that God cares about everyone, all nations across the world, and he wants to draw them to himself so that they can worship him. Mm-hmm. So that means we invite as we praise God with all our might.
And we see who's invited. It's all the nations. Mm-hmm. They are all invited.
Yeah. I think, is that the next part of the... Yeah, shall I whack that on?
It is. That's who's invited.
There we go. I have to say, as we hear about God who wants to be praised, it sounds like he's really needy. It sounds like God is saying, oh, please worship me, give me attention. Is that what's going on?
I don't think it's quite like that. I think he's very happy in himself. He's pleased. He doesn't need us to worship him. In fact, actually, we need to worship him. We were made as humans to worship something. And if we don't worship him, then we'll give everything that we have to something else. And it just won't fulfill us. We won't be as pleased as we will if we were to give everything we have to God. It will never make us fully satisfied. And so we should treasure our time that we have with God. And thinking about that slide that we saw earlier, mission overflows from a heart that is loving God. So with all that love in our hearts, we invite to praise God with all our might.
Fantastic. And us talking about Israel now, actually, we have a friend from Israel here, and that is Pedro. Now, obviously, he's not here in this building, but he's one of our mission partners. And the amazing thing is he's made a special video just for us today. And so we're going to hear from him about how he's praising God.
Shalom, from Tel Aviv. A warm and sunny place, and I would like to especially say thank you for all the love and support that you've been giving to us for almost 25 or 27 years. Holy Trinity Frogmore has been part of our ministry since we lived in England, and not very far from where you are, and we came back to Israel in 2001. And you kind of came back with us as well. So you've been giving us so much support, and it's been such a blessing. And this is it. This is the place that you support. You know, this tree attracts a lot of Israelis. And people hear about Jesus, Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, pretty much every day here. It's amazing. We've been able to help so many people. COVID was the best thing that happened to us, because when all the other hotels, they had to close because of the lack of international tourism, we opened up because God started to send Israelis to us, to the point that we were turning people away. The place was full. So we had the two most amazing years of the ministry of this place since I'm here. And we were able to share our faith with hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And so thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring us and helping us with the ministry of this place, a ministry that there's no other place like this in Tel Aviv, a place where we pray every morning that God will touch every niche person who walks through our gates with his spirit. So thank you again, and I do hope to see some of you here in Tel Aviv sometimes. The sun shines a lot more than in England, so that is a bit of a tempting thing for you. So thank you again, and may the Lord bless you all. Shalom.
Well, there we go. That was a video from our CMJ partner, Pedro. And I'm sorry if you can't really hear it. I know the sound's not especially great, but if you would like to hear it properly, I've got it on my laptop, so come check up with me after the service. But we're just going to rewind a little bit. We are going to rewind. So we have been thinking about what it meant for God's people, the Israelites back then, a long time ago, to want all peoples to worship God, all nations, so the whole world. But what about today?
Yeah. So what does it look like then for people today to worship God? Because you say that was right back then, surely. So what's it got to do with us?
Well, God's chosen people were the Israelites back then. Mm. But now, through Jesus, we are God's chosen people. Mm. And we praise him. So we want all the nations to know about Jesus and tell him, because we have even better news than they did to tell the people back then. So we have something even greater to celebrate.
So we've got something really good to celebrate. What is that then, Jordan?
Well, it's like we've been looking at in Romans recently, actually, that no one is right with God. Nobody is okay with God in his eyes. And so for God to be happy with us, we need to have faith in his son, Jesus. And that is what makes what we have so much better than anything, because it is the greatest kindness that God has ever shown. We know the greatest thing that God has ever given, and that's why we want other people to know it as well. So when we tell people about this awesome truth, so that they can praise God, and they can tell others too, so that they can be included on the invite.
Wow, that's fantastic. So that means we're making the party even bigger. Even bigger. So actually the real invite is, does anyone know what the population of the world is now? Does anyone know? Hands up. Yeah? 8 billion. So last week it was announced that actually there's 8 billion people in the world. And so that is how big this invite. This is a tiny invite, isn't it? I don't know how it's going to go to 8 billion people. I'm glad that it's in the Bible and not just here. You know? So that is amazing. So all the nations were to look in on at Israel and see how they worshipped God. Well, today, people, God's people, aren't all in one little country of Israel. They're all around the world. And that is because they've gone and left their homes to go to other countries to tell them about Jesus. And this is what mission is. To go and tell the good news about Jesus, about how great God is to those who haven't yet heard about him. Mm. And that is fantastic.
Yeah. And so we come to our third song, From Where the Sun Rises, quite a jaunty tune. So I hope everybody's ready to sing along. Please stand when the music group is ready as we sing. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Please take a seat. I love that song, actually. Mm. So, I have some more exciting stuff for you guys. We've got two more videos coming up soon, so I hope that we are able to hear them. But like I said with the one earlier, if you can't hear it, just come find me afterwards if you'd like to hear it a bit clearer. I've got it. But yeah, so we're going to be looking at some people and some groups that we as a church, Holy Trinity Frogmore, that we support regarding that word that we mentioned earlier, mission. So I wonder if you recognize these people. This is the Smith family, and they look after three churches in Kildrumfirton in Ireland. And we have a video from him, for which we're very thankful because we know he's a very busy man. So let's see what he has to say.
Good morning, Holy Trinity. If we haven't met before, my name is Mark, and I'm married to Ruth, and we have a little girl called Martha, who just turned 3 a couple of weeks ago. Thank you very much to those who sent cards. That was really kind of you, and we really appreciated that. I used to be on the staff team at Holy Trinity, but a couple of years ago we moved over here to a little town called Ballyjamesduff, which is in County Cavan, in the middle of Ireland. And I've been asked to tell you briefly this morning how we're doing, why we're here in Ireland, and what we get up to, what we do, what we're doing here. So how are we doing? Well, we're doing grand, thank you. We're doing well. We are busy. Life is busy. We've had a busy few weeks with a little mission and a few funerals, which really kind of take up time. Funerals are a big thing here. And also we got COVID a couple of weeks ago and it's knocked us a little bit, but we're doing well. We're getting back into the swing of things. So thank you for asking that. Why are we here? Well, in one sense, why not? The whole world is God's world. And as Psalm 67 says, let all the nations praise you. That includes Ireland. But Ireland is a place with particular gospel needs. Some of you will know it's statistically the least evangelized English-speaking country in the world. There are many, many people here who have never really heard the good news about Jesus and the forgiveness that is on offer by God's grace through him, clearly explained. There's a thin veneer of Christianity in this country, although it's actually increasingly secular. So there are great gospel needs here. And we, along with others, are really glad to be able to try and meet some of those needs. So what are we doing? Well, we're serving three local churches in and around the town of Ballyjamestuff. There's Ballymacue, Ballyjamestuff itself, and Kildrum Thurton. And we have three services on a Sunday. We're currently working our way through the book of Hebrews. We have a kids club once a month called Seekers. We have a youth group called Grazers. We have a group for older people called Caleb Club. We have a midweek Bible study. We have once a month prayer meetings. We have a holiday club in the summer. We have a local school. And so I go in and do assemblies, and I'm on the board of management for that. And other than that, we live in this community, and we're just trying to love our neighbours and love our town and to serve them with the gospel of the Lord Jesus. We're just trying to be a local church, and a very normal local church that's feeding the sheep and trying to reach out to the community. And we're glad that we do that in partnership with you. We're grateful for your support and your prayers. And we pray that you would be really encouraged this morning as you think about the world that is out there and the mission that we have as God's people. And maybe you'll even think of Ireland and you'll think of us this morning. God bless you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Fantastic. Another one of our mission partners locally is STEP. We had Helena come to us a little while ago, and she talked about the amazing work that is going on in the schools in St. Albans in Harpenton, which is fantastic. Another one is Tear Fund. Now, Tear Fund, they're a brilliant charity that go all around the world, and they follow Jesus where the need is greatest, and that is with injustice and also poverty, and where they can to provide aid.
We've got CPAS as well, which is our church's patron. They help and train vicars, and they send them off to churches that they'll fit in. And they also run Ventures and Falcons camps that we go on as a church, and loads of other young people do around the country, and with a big Bible and fun focus.
Brilliant. And then in Japan, so right on the other side of the world, we have Stephen and Cherry Lillico. So that's fantastic. There they are, part of a church helping the youth know about Christ and how to love and serve him. And then we have the Jones family, and they lead five churches in Durham, in Ireland, which is amazing.
It's a lot, isn't it? And we heard from Pedro earlier. He's in Israel. He's our CMJ partner. I talked to him on the phone the other day, and he was just full of thanks for being partnered with us. He's a very talkative guy, very lovely man. And he was just so thankful that we support him and that he's had our support over the last few years. And he was joyful to be partnered with us. And I said, it was the same for us. We're joyful to be partnered with him.
Brilliant. And then, sorry, I'm jumping in here.
No, our final mission partner.
I'm in charge, yeah. No. So our next invite, which is going out to the whole world, is by, this is our final mission partner. And this is the House family. And they're in Uganda, so in Namugongo. And this is our final video about hearing the mission going on out there.
There is a massive church in Africa, in sub-Saharan Africa. It is growing so rapidly. And so there is a strong emphasis on the importance of establishing strong, faithful churches in every village in this country.
You find that our church in Uganda is growing steadily. If you set up a church in only 1 to 2 years, you'll find that you have to extend the church.
Most of the places in Uganda, even inside the slums, even in the villages, at least there are some churches. And which churches are there? They are very, very active. The Christians are there in the church. The gospel is being preached despite the challenges that we are meeting in Uganda.
UMS is Uganda Martyr Seminary. So it is a Church of Uganda Bible College just in the northeast of Kampala where we are now. training about 80 to 90 young men and women for gospel ministry all across Uganda and some in Kenya as well.
Yes, I've come to MOS because I want to be trained so that I can be a better minister of God.
To learn more, to be equipped with enough knowledge about the Word of God, because we want to teach the Word of God with knowledge when we know what we are teaching, but not to teach from out of the blue.
It is now expected that instead of closing our Bibles and preaching on some unrelated theme, we will open our passages, we will read it, we will get the main theme, we will try and apply it.
I used, I'm not ashamed to say this, I used to preach, just waking up, you open the passage, I think I should talk about this, and you preach, and you end up talking your words, and sometimes I found out that I used even to go away from the passage.
I can see the big picture, that it's about what Jesus came to do. He wants us to be forgiven for our sins.
Who can go and help these people uproot them out from the sins that they are living in, to give them some light about Jesus Christ, about God, so that they can feel the love that Jesus has for his people. And at the end of it all, they can come out of their sins and together we serve God. And therefore, I'm ready to move out any part of Uganda that God will allow me to go and preach the word of God.
We have a God who cares for us. Amidst all trials, amidst all challenges, amidst all opposition to Christianity, we have a faithful God who stands with us. Let them continue in this spirit of serving the Lord. Greater things will come in these days, but most especially in eternity.
That's fantastic, hearing from all our mission partners.
It is. You could see my excellent cutting skills are on show there in that video. These people and these groups are all of the ones that we support here. We support them because we believe in what we were talking about earlier, mission. We believe it's super important that everyone around the world gets to hear about this great news that we have to give, so that they have the opportunity to worship God. So we've looked at why God is worthy to be worshipped and praised. It's because he's a fair and just ruler. We've seen what it meant for them back then in Israel, and we've seen now what it means today for us with our mission partners. But there's still one group of people left, and that's me and you here in Frogmore. We're not going across the world on mission trips and helping people worship God. Well, not yet anyway, maybe. So what are we doing? How are we to invite as we praise God
with all our might? Well, do you have any ideas? What can we do?
Well, do you remember that quote earlier that you read? Mission exists because worship doesn't. We're not doing the mission, so we're doing the worship. But what might that look like?
Yeah, great. So one way that we can really do this is by, praising God out loud for something amazing. Something that we're really grateful for. So it could be either that you love doing football, I don't know, gymnastics. Maybe you just love animals like I do, or you just love seeing cars. It could be that in school you've had, I don't know, maybe you won an award or something like that. And I'd encourage you to praise God out loud. In this way, then, let's do the hand side again, shall we? Then we invite as we praise God with all our might.
But that can be a little bit embarrassing sometimes, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. It can be quite embarrassing. And I think that's because we don't normally do it. You see, if we grasp how wonderful and how good God is, then we will praise him and giving him the praise that he deserves, what he's worthy of.
That's right. And if you think, actually, the Israelites back then would have thought it was weird not to give God thanks and praise, because they just did it all the time. It was so normal to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they would have seen all the other nations, would have been looking on in, seeing God actually being praised, and they'd want to know why. What has he done? And they might want to praise him themselves. And you know what? We can do the same. When we praise God, others will be looking on in. And they'll be interested, saying, why are you doing that? What's going on? And maybe they'll want to find out why God is worthy of worship.
And then we have the opportunity to invite as we praise God with all our might.